This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What did you think of that debate last night? I want you to rate the debate. You watched it or listened to it or took any of it in. Let us know what you think of the debate last night. I'll give you my brief take. I want it to be brief, though, because I am truly interested in what you thought about it last night. I think the nice thing is I didn't find myself horribly frustrated about the questions or distracted by sort of the food fights or anything else. I thought it was just a darn good opportunity to get a sense of where the Republican candidates were at in both debates on fighting terror. And I found myself saying, I'll take any one of them over the current occupant of the White House without question. But really, to me, the race, it was a three-way race last night for the most part. Before I offend anybody that had a different horse, I thought really the Cruz Rubio back and forth was incredible. And they were both good. And, Trump in the middle of that as well. You got to say this about Donald Trump. He just hangs in there. Right? I mean, everybody thinks, oh, he's going to fade away. He's going to go.
Okay, but he looks like the angry guy.
He keeps getting stronger.
He looks like the angry guy on, what's that comedian that does the puppets? I can't think of his name now. But he looks like that angry guy. Quit making that face and quit pouting like a little boy.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. I put a Facebook post up with a video of something Rand Paul said about him, and he swatted him away like a fly, literally just swatted, and they had a split screen. It was hilarious. But I agree with you. He has that grimace and then he had that kind of whiny moment where he talked about all of the media, Trump this, Trump that, the first debate, Trump this, Trump that. It's unfair. And then Jeb Bush allowed him an opportunity to get in there and say, if you think this is tough, wait till you're president of the United States. And he didn't like that. He had to dust off the, hey, I'm at 42 and you're at 3. But it wasn't necessarily a substantive reply. But I really thought that, Trump, Rubio, Cruz were the main event. And everybody else had their moment. I could point to, a moment for all of the rest, but not really in the hunt, So that's my take. Todd, you didn't like Trump, obviously. Any other takeaway?
Well, I don't have a problem with Trump, but he needs to not make that face and not go, just take it like a man. Apart from that, there are some great Cruz moments, some great Rubio moments. Oh, the other takeaway I had was Rand Paul's groupies need to not sound like they're cheering for Justin Bieber.
Yeah, what was that? My gosh, it just really shrills like it's some kind of a concert. It was very bizarre. Your take, welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today. Welcome to What's on Your Mind, Wednesday edition of the program. Guess what? If you hear some shopping carts, if you hear, some hustle and bustle, holiday hustle and bustle, it's because I'm at Hornbacher's, a supermarket in Fargo, in the Osgood neighborhood of Fargo, because the Cloverdale Big Flavor Tour is here as well. And why is it here? Well, it is here because Hornbacher's and Cloverdale have teamed up to do a really nice thing for needy families this Christmas. And we'll tell you about that. They're doing it with the Salvation Army. We'll tell you about that today on the program. I see T.J. Russell is here, and T.J. broke out his cowboy hat. He is looking the part now of Mr. Cloverdale. So that's good news. Phil Parker suggested that we name our dog Cloverdale, as a matter of fact. we're soliciting names for our new dog. We have a new puppy in the Hennen family, Todd.
Well, how many that, do you huh? have now, then? New puppy. I mean, like 5, 6?
Well, our high water mark was 5, and sadly, we've lost 2 Scotties in the last 6 months who were getting up there in years. So we were down to 3, which meant, of course, my wife had to go find a puppy. So she found a little Labradoodle. So we have this new little 7-week-old puppy that needs a name. So need a little help on that. As
Bacon.
Well, if you've got any names for the We've had dogs named by our listeners before. Bacon would be kind of cute, although that makes, you know, it's, and I don't want to eat the dog. You know, I mean, I love the dog. I want to eat bacon, so I don't know.
Don't eat the dog.
That works or not. But no, I don't want to do that. No plans to open up a, never mind. Okay, so what else are we doing today on the program? So we'll have T.J. Russell of Cloverdale Foods and Matt Lyseth from Hornbacher's to talk about this really neat thing they're doing for needy families. And you know what? We got to celebrate when folks do nice things for people this time of year. We really do. You know, some people do nice things and they like to do them quietly, and that's great. But I also think it's inspiring when you hear about, you know, good things that are being done for others, and maybe some, you know, we should do that as a company. So maybe we can inspire a little of that today on the program. Hoping so. We'll go for that. Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. And we have big news out of Congress last night. The House bill does include the crude export. It's a big budget bill, sort of must pass legislation the president can't veto that includes the crude oil export ban. So we will get the details on that. We'll also get his take on the debate last night and get cranking here. Brought to you today by the North Dakota Oil Can Program, NorthDakotaOilCan.com. To find out more information about the careers in North Dakota, they're supported by the oil and gas industry, the good work they're doing in every corner of the state. Speaking of doing good things for other folks at this time of year, they do a lot of that. And, of course, they contribute mightily to the economy of North Dakota in many ways. So find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Here's how you join the program, 800-228-0550. That's the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and Craig and Minot's first to go to tell us what he thought of the debates last night. You watch them both?
Yeah, I did. How are you doing today?
Great, sir. Really good. Thanks for calling.
The comment I have on the debate is that I think people just need to look at, I feel that any one of those people on stage would run circles around our current leader as far as, not in every aspect, maybe, but for sure in foreign policy, because we won't know the full impact of what's went on these last 8 years till he's out of there. And then people are, I think, are really going to find out what's went on.
And that's why it's important to pick right this time, right, and use that as hopefully a lesson on the disaster that was because of it. So I that's what I liked best about last night's debate. There was some substance there. We were actually debating real issues and how immigration ties to the threats, and it was good stuff. I really thought if you were sitting there searching for who's my candidate, you know, and who's going to best protect my family, you had a fighting chance of getting some takeaways from that particular debate.
That's correct, and I'm just looking forward to the time it gets a little bit closer to the election, so that we can really concentrate on not just one or two issues, but the whole picture.
Have you got a candidate? You've got a horse in this race, a favorite, Greg?
You know, I really don't, because the field is so wide open. But I think people just need to also look. There's a reason there's still, 13, 14 candidates still running in the Republic, because I think we all see where this country has gone and where it's headed at this point and how we need to reverse it.
Very true. And I'm glad you're pondering all that, taking it all in, and I saw a Frank Luntz focus group last night that I think there were 11 people in the focus group total. So not a big group, but a pretty good-sized percentage of that room switched who they were in favor of last night. And the majority of them who switched went to Cruz. So there's some definite Cruz momentum. By the way, we are doing that interview later today with Ted Cruz. It's been moved now. It's actually going to be... He's going to be in Minneapolis, actually St. Paul. It's 6 tonight, so it'll be just before that rally down in the Twin Cities. And so we will have all the details. We'll actually have the interview tomorrow. But if we have a lot of questions that have come in today, and if you have others you want to get in, questions to Ted Cruz, welcome them. You call our main Cloverdale Big Flavor hotline at 800-228-0550. Press 1, leave that message, and we'll use that with Senator Cruz in our interview. So we look forward to that. And welcome others as well. What did you think? Did you watch it? And like the Frank Luntz debate, were you in a position of saying, hey, here is my candidate coming in,
But I switched. I changed horses. He convinced me. He brought me over to his side. Anybody else do that? Like the Frank Luntz debate, I thought that was fascinating that Cruz picked up that many. And, of course, he's been surging in the polls. But we'll see. And last night, he got a lot of FaceTime, a lot of airtime, big debate with him and Rubio back and forth. Trump, I didn't see the analysis on the actual numbers, but I think probably between the two of them dominated much of the time last night, and then maybe Trump right after that. But who'd you like and why, and have you switched horses? A couple of questions we have for you today. 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503, 701-226-8503. We're also getting texts with dog name ideas. Thank you. Biscuit is one, Tank is another, and Hawk, as in Fighting Hawk. There's someone with a sense of humor. No, I actually thought about Sue. Just
here,
to memorialize
hockey, that hockey, mean, hockey, hockey, here, hockey.
It's a boy named Sue. I don't think that would work. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Why not?
Today. Don't work go
for
away.
Johnny Cash.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Wedelsbacher.
Soybean farmers, plan now to attend the annual Northern Soybean Expo, Tuesday, February 2nd at the Fargo Holiday Inn. New to the expo this year will be a live taping of the U.S. Farm Report with John Phipps, featuring noted grain marketing and risk management panel members Tony Grisafi, Dwayne Boss, and Mike North. Named by USA Today as one of the five most requested speakers in the United States, Dr. Barry Esmuth, a senior economist with the National Center for Policy Analysis, will take the platform to provide a global economic outlook, and NDSU distinguished professor Dr. Bill Wilson will wrap up the day with a discussion about the risks and opportunities for our commodity in Southeast Asia. Be sure to join us on February 2nd for the Northern Soybean Expo at the Fargo Holiday Inn for a day of education, networking, and fellowship. For more information, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
I'd like to tell you about a special place that you need to consider when making your end-of-year donations, the Ann Carlson Center. Dr. Ann Carlson was born without forearms or lower legs. Yet in spite of these limitations, she challenged the nation to reevaluate the status of folks with special needs, while inspiring countless others to believe anything is possible. Now the legacy lives on. Today, the Ann Carlson Center assists thousands of individuals and families throughout North Dakota, providing a continuum of care for all ages and abilities in seven different locations. Friends, this extraordinary place and the remarkable people they serve are worthy of your support. Plus, nearly 90 cents of every dollar you donate goes directly to the programs and services they provide, which are truly changing the lives of individuals in your community. Visit anncarlson.org today and find out more. Click the donate button and see how your generosity can really pay off at tax time. That's anncarlson.org. Anncarlson.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We are back at Hornbacher's Osgood today with a broadcast of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Thank you for that, by the way. We appreciate that very much. We're going to tell you about some very nice Christmas blessings that will be going to other families, courtesy of the folks here at Hornbacher's and Cloverdale, who've teamed up. And our friends at Cloverdale actually are going to be serving up some of that holiday ham from 3 until 6 at this location at Hornbacher's, free of charge. So come on in and take that in. Should be great fun.
So hockey is another variation on one of the names. New puppy in the Hennon family, Labradoodle, looking for a name. Getting some fine suggestions from our listeners. Thank you. And hockey, as in hockey, but hawk with a new name. I like that. Now I'm getting that. Todd had explained that to me during the break. So he's always keeping me on
top. Well, I kind of took the suggestion and kind of twisted it into something that would be more palatable. But
yes, well, welccome others by text 701-226-8503 or on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. You can call us on that as well at 800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, or email us and text Todd at 701-226-8503. By the way, now through the end of the year, you buy four pillows for the price of one, and it's not any pillow. It's not the supermarket pillow that, you know, give you a stiff neck. It's not, you know, the $400 pillow you see on QVC. This is my pillow. So it's affordable, but it's the best. How do I know? I sleep on it every night. So does Todd. We swear by it. We love it. And right now, you buy four pillows for the price of one. Two classic My Pillows, two Go Anywhere pillows, and get the money back guarantee through March 1st. In other words, sleep on it until the last day of February and say, I don't think so. I want a different one. And all you do is return it. Simple as that. So it's a great way to go. And, of course, it has a 10-year warranty. It's fabulous. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or give him a call. Chris in Bismarck wants to weigh in on the debate last night. Chris, you're up on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, the debate last night, I think Rubio really showed his true colors last night and his level of ignorance last night when it comes to a lot of these things, foreign policy and military related. I think Cruz walked away with the debate. Rubio, you know, every time he tried to nail Cruz on, you know, the Defense Budget Act or whatever, Cruz came out and said, you know, I voted for or against it because of what my campaign promise was. I told my voters I was going to vote against it if it had this measure in it, and it did. So he voted against it, and he's stuck true to his word. Rubio has flip-flopped on everything and so much throughout this campaign. I really liked him at the beginning of it, but as of late, he's showing that, you know, he's leaning towards the establishment, which is the wrong way to go.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think you can almost see Rubio going back, and he sees what's happened with Trump and Cruz, yet he's, if it's between Cruz and the establishment, maybe I ought to be that establishment candidate. He really is literally going back and forth with almost like a little internal wrestling match on all that. Cruz has really risen to the top.
Hello?
Seemed to have lost Scott there. So anyway.
Hello?
Go ahead with whatever else you wanted to say, I guess, until we get Scott back.
I guess the other comment that I had was, you know, they brought up, I believe it was Wolf brought up a comment about, the Bible and how, you know, the Bible preaches that, you know, we should help those in need, so how can we be against the refugees? Well, I do believe the Bible states that if you have two cloaks and this man has none, you can give that man a cloak. It also teaches, you know, give a man a fish versus teach a man to fish. And with the whole refugee situation, the Bible does not say, hey, you know, you don't have a cloak, so let me bring you over to my place. You know, we'll set you up with an apartment. We'll get you a week's worth of groceries and until I can go to Walmart and buy you a cloak. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says if you have two cloaks, you give a man a cloak. You teach a man to fish. You do not give a man a fish.
Agreed. Any other takeaways from last night?
No, I think those are the major highlights other than Rubio has no clue what he's doing when it comes to the military. He's never served. He has no clue what it's like to be in the military, and he has no clue how to use our military properly.
Not that that stopped us the last couple of elections, but
No, but we definitely need somebody that knows how to use our military effectively and what our military is actually for. So I guess that's all my comments.
I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I'd like to think after the last couple of elections, we've learned that lesson. Number one, get somebody with some sort of either, you know, experience or acumen or something. And then the other thing is some sort of an economic background, you know, which was the thing that the Republicans had brought to the table the last election. Unfortunately, you know, the campaign didn't really do its job or whatever. But, you know, we got to have somebody with more experience. I think I'm hearing Scott again now.
Can you hear me now?
What'd you go do some shopping or?
No, I was here the whole time. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now. Yeah, you were completely gone, so...
Okay, good.
So, yeah. So Chris and I just kind of chatted and stuff, but... Yeah, oh well.
I was actually answering Chris, and all of a sudden you guys couldn't hear me anymore. Whatever, we tried. Yeah. Fred and Bismarck has a suggestion on the dog name. I'm looking forward to this.
There you go.
Hey, Fred, go ahead. Yeah. What's up in your mind? What's on your mind?
Yeah, before I get to the dog name, the last caller was quoting the Bible as saying, if you have two cloaks, give someone one of them. That doesn't say that at all. It says if someone takes your coat, you give them your shirt, you give them your coat, too. It doesn't say if you have two, you give them one. And it also doesn't say in the Bible anywhere that you should teach a man to fish. It doesn't say that. That's a proverb that came from somewhere else. So the man quoting the Bible does not know the Bible. The other thing on the debate, I just thought that the CNN set it up to create controversy. In other words, Senator Cruz, Senator Rubio said this, and Senator, you know, Mr. Trump, Mr. You know, Rubio said this about you. It was all set up just to create controversy. And as for the dog, how about Hawkeye?
That makes it sound like he's from Iowa.
Hawkeye.
There you go.
I mean,
that story of two cloaks giving somebody one, that's not in the Bible. What Jesus said was, if someone takes your shirt, give them your coat, too. He doesn't say, give them one of your coats. If someone slaps you on the cheek, you turn the other cheek. Now, I'm not saying we can't get refugees, but I'm just saying, let's not misquote the Bible.
Well said. Appreciate the call. Thanks, Fred. And Hawkeye, under consideration, but, you know, between the Fighting Hawk thing and the Iowa thing, I'm thinking I'm with Todd on this one. Tim in Alexandria, real quick, let's get you in here.
Hey, guys, good morning. Real quickly here, Donald Trump missed a very important question last night when they talked about the nuclear triad. He didn't even know what they were talking about. Your thoughts on missing that?
Yeah, that was interesting, although I think that you saw a few eyebrows go up. But that's not Donald Trump's thing. Donald Trump is not the front runner because anybody wants a substance from him. Donald Trump is the front runner because he jumps up and down, screams and hollers, and channels the frustration of the voters out there right now. Appreciate the call, Tim. More coming up live from Hornbacher's today in Osgood. Don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We have some highlights from last night's debate. As well, most of our highlights so far of the show have been your take, which is great. We appreciate it. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline today on the program. In just a moment, we're going to chat with a couple of folks about a really nice thing that's happening this holiday season, which is really a great thing to do. Right now, I want to tell you about Randy Holler. You know who Randy is? Randy is a guy that's been with Heedalls for about 20-plus years. Like a lot of the Heedalls customers, he loves to turn a wrench and, you know, drive and work on classic cars. His first, by the way, a 65 Dynamic 88 Oldsmobile. said to you know, the best part of the whole car was it started, it moved, and it got him to where he was going and back. So now he's into more classic cars. He's got a 1930 Ward Rat Rod that he's really liking. And I asked him about Heedalls, and he said the best part is, you know, it's a great company to work for. And people really love coming in, the customer service especially, from all the people they find, not only like Randy, but others as well. So stop and see Randy. He's at the Hettinger location of Heedalls, but you'll find Heedalls western Minnesota, all throughout North Dakota, Montana, South Dakota as well, and tell them Scott sent you. All right, before we chat with our guest, Mary in West Fargo has been waiting to weigh in. Mary, what is on your mind on this fine Wednesday?
On my mind is the fact that any of these media stations and newspapers never show any pictures of any grandfathers or grandmothers or great-grandfathers or grandparents in their countries. Yemen, Saudi Arabia, Iran, Iraq, Serbia, and then we are inviting all those young people over here to live. And why don't they stay home and take care of their and where are the grandparents and the grandparents? Is that all that's going to be left over there? Think about it. Where are they?
All right, I will. You're so are you saying they're not there?
About, well, where are they? They should be showing pictures of them if they can show pictures of everything else and talk about everything else. There has to be somewhere along older people. And you never hear a thing about those people.
Because a grandparent or a parent wouldn't want a son or daughter to leave, right? And obviously they've been radicalized. Maybe they have no option there. Interesting take, Mary. Appreciate the call. Thanks very much. I am right smack dab in the middle of the entrance of Hornbacher's in Osgood today. And with me, T.J. Russell from Cloverdale Foods. T.J., nice to see you.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Merry Christmas to you. And also Matt Lyseth is here, the president of Hornbacher's. Hey, Matt.
Merry Christmas, Scott. Good to see you.
Merry Christmas to you. And you're in the Christmas spirit here at Hornbacher's. I'm right next to the...
all the poinsettias and the floral department, and there's a lot of Christmas to go around in Hornbacher's, right?
Absolutely. We're ready to go. It's only 9 days till Christmas, so everybody better be thinking about it.
The Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon is here, and it's going to be making the rounds today at Hornbacher's in Osgood, tomorrow at the Moorhead Azul location, the newest location of Moorhead, second newest, I guess. Grand Forks, the newest now. But always fun to have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Wagon here, serving up some ham and the tangy summer sausage a little later on this afternoon, 3 until 6 here at this location. But that's a rig that gets a lot of miles on it, TJ, these days, huh?
Big Flavor Dave's been hard at it. He's had a heck of a year.
And the crew back home making lots of hams for Matt and the team at Hornbacher's to get flying off the shelves?
Boy, they have been. It's been a terrific year for us, and just want to thank you and everything you've done for us throughout the course of the year, and thank Hornbacher's and Matt for everything that they do, and we appreciate it. It's been a terrific opportunity.
Well, we love talking about Cloverdale. It's a great North Dakota product. Folks love it. There's no doubt about it. And, Matt, what you have done for a number of years here at Hornbacher's, now paired up over the last almost 10, I guess, with Cloverdale, is to really do some really neat things for the community. I said earlier that, you know, sometimes people give things and they just like to give things and have it sort of be quiet. But I honestly believe that when nice gestures like this happen, it's a good idea to talk about it. Number one, because it tells us all there's need right there. And number two, maybe inspire some others to do something similar. So tell us a little bit about this longstanding tradition at the Christmas season that Hornbacher's has done.
Well, it's such a wonderful partnership that we've had with TJ and Cloverdale over the last almost 10 years now, I think, that we've been partnered up. And when you think about, you know, Christmas time, where, you know, as a grocery store, we're all thinking about, you know, feeding our families and having that great Christmas meal. Sometimes it's easy to forget that there's a lot of people out there that are struggling this time of year. And that's where this partnership with Cloverdale, with Hornbacher's and the Salvation Army, we can give back a little bit and make sure that those people that are in need have a great holiday meal and with a centerpiece of a Cloverdale ham. And there's nothing better than that.
No kidding. What you do this with the Salvation Army. Tell us a little bit about how many go out and how you do this.
Salvation Army contacts us, you know, about a month or two ago just to make sure that we're still on board. And the good news is TJ and Cloverdale have always been on board for us, so it's always nice to give them a yes. And they tell us what the need is for the year. And so we take what their need is, and then we talk with TJ and the Cloverdale team and say, this is what the need is out there in Fargo this year, and what can we do about it together? And this year it was another... just about 2,000 pounds of ham that we're donating this year with a retail value of $10,000.
Christmas food boxes for 622 households in the Fargo-Moorhead community. So, I mean, I'd ask all of our listeners to just get your minds around that. Obviously, we're heard throughout the Northern Plains, but this is just Fargo-Moorhead. 622 families that, but for a gesture like this, don't have a holiday meal. It really wakes you up a little bit and it helps you understand that there are folks out there that are in need. At a time, TJ, when really things are going pretty good in North Dakota, right? Yet there's still some folks that that need a handout. So that's great you guys are doing this.
Well, it's the least we can do, and I think our families, and I think the Hornbacher's people, we all feel the same way. There's hundreds, if not thousands, of people that it's the right time of year to have a good meal on the table. These guys are going to help put together about 1,000 meals locally for some families. And when you think about what Hornbacher's has done over the last 25 years, now that's probably about 25,000 meals just for the holidays that are going to be impacted. But when you think about over the course of the year, what companies like Hornbacher's do, you know, they help feed 25 to 50,000 people a year throughout the course of the year. So this is one event, but throughout the course of the year, you know, companies like this, companies like Cloverdale are really kind of at the forefront for helping people out.
Well, it's a great gesture, and again, hopefully today's announcement inspires some others to do something similar, start a tradition, and keep it going, because this is a long-standing tradition. How many years for Hornbacher's doing this?
I've lost count, but I think we're probably on our 20th year that we've been doing Salvation Army food boxes.
Wow, that's really great. So Hornbacher's, Cloverdale, Salvation Army, all teaming up on this, and again, 622 households in the Fargo-Moorhead community alone will be benefiting from that. Is it a Cloverdale ham flying off the shelf for you?
Yeah, absolutely. It's always a centerpiece of our holiday ad that just broke today, so you'll see a Cloverdale, and we'll have plenty for you.
Fun time of year for the, you know, it's just, you get. I walked in here bright and early this morning, and a lot of smiles from folks. Ready? They're gearing up, and we're a little ways from Christmas. Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The Christmas time is always a great time of year.
And so to crank out that amount of hams, Cloverdale hams are going to fly off the shelves. Is there some work to do back at the plant in Mandan?
Yeah, there has been. There's 250 people that are we have an awesome team back in Mandan, and we have an awesome team out in the field helping sell product. But you know the people that show up for work every day and make the product and make quality product, safe product in a safe environment. You can't thank those guys enough, those gals enough, for just all the hard work that they do, not just for the holidays, but year round. It is a 52-week business. And it takes a lot of energy. It takes a lot of energy, and it takes a fair amount of hands to get that 600,000 pounds a week through the plant. And it's just one plant in Mandan, North Dakota, and we're so awfully, awfully proud of it as we kind of continue to celebrate our 100th year in business.
How much bacon do you sell, Matt?
Oh, my goodness. All I know is Cloverdale bacon is our number one bacon at Hornbacher's, and there is no second place.
It's just amazing. And you've taken me through the newly expanded bacon production facility there at Cloverdale in Mandan, and you're clicking on all cylinders. It's a busy place, isn't it?
It's pretty busy. It's amazing how much we can. You'd think at some point in time we just can't figure out how to do a little bit more, but again, a tremendous bench of talent in the company that does a terrific job. They get it figured out. And as long as they're ready to play, we'll keep the full court press on out in the field.
What kind of growth have you had in the Cloverdale Bacon now with the new facility?
It's been double digits. It's been double digit growth 3 years in a row.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. By the way, the Big Flavor Tour was out at the Bison game on early Saturday morning, and you had some hand sampling going on. The flavor is what everybody talks about with the ham. I mean, the folks who come through and sample, it'll be back out there Friday night for another game. But talk about that Cloverdale Big Flavor.
Well, we continue to push the needle a little bit in terms of how do you deliver that great smoke flavor? How do you deliver that nice, rich color? And we continue to discover some new opportunities to improve our capabilities. And if you liked our bacon before, you're going to continue to love it. And we want to make sure that our bacon, all of our products, but bacon especially, it's a third of our company. And, boy, we push it awfully, awfully hard. So we want to make sure that bacon always tastes great.
Man, I want to ask you about the fact that the shoppers in Grand Forks this Christmas have a new option for planning their holiday meals, and it's the Hornbacher's location. How's that going?
It is going fantastic. We have been received so very well. The customers there have been so excited to see us, and we are just so tickled to be in Grand Forks after all these years in business.
And it's a beautiful store. Yeah, really. For folks that that were that store previously under a different brand, now they're it's transformed.
Yes, it was a big transformation. We had great contractors to turn the store around in about 2 months. We totally redid the store, and we love how it turned out, and we love the smiling faces on our customers.
And that's no easy feat, turning that around in 2 months.
No, it was not. It was like moving heaven and earth.
Well, thanks again for what you're doing, donating hams for hundreds in the community, and the Salvation Army Christmas food boxes. Both at Hornbacher's and this long-standing tradition, and also the partnership from Cloverdale. TJ, thank you.
You're welcome.
Matt, thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Thanks for having us today, having a great time, and enjoying all the fun here of the countdown to Christmas. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much. 800-228-0550 is the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, by the way, and we'll get back to your calls, questions, and comments on the news of the day. By the way, thank you for all the suggestions that are coming in on what to name the new puppy. That's very nice of you. I love
Puppies
our listeners.
Too.
Yeah, exactly. It's really hard not to go with that name, Todd. The only thing that's holding me back is the puppy is a boy. It's a male.
No, Sue, so, not Sue. Sue.
True, I know, but if you say, here's Sue, you know what I mean? Is that going to work? And what did you think of last night's debate? Let us know.
Green scarf around his neck.
228-0550. Don't go away.
...that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA, home of the Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special, is giving away $10,000 again. Two $500 gift cards will be given away weekly. PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their Hot Stuff Pizza, 4 for $4 special.
Helping America feel better.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance.
Our mission is we're here to save lives and prevent injuries and deaths at work, it's on the roads, and it's also in our homes and communities. So it's not just about workplace, it's about things you're doing at home. Hundreds of people in North Dakota, they're dying from these preventable incidents. I know last year alone, the traffic fatalities was 135 in North Dakota. You know, the workplace deaths was 38. These statistics, they may talk about what incidents are happening, but, you know, behind every statistic, it's a person, and that's what it's all about. Every single one of those deaths, it's a person, and it's a family that's been affected. And, you know, it's people who are neighbors. They're people we know. There's, you know, that we work with every day. And that's part of our mission, is getting people to realize that safety is about getting you home to your family safely every single day and night.
For more safety tips, training, and information, visit ndsc.org.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Reagan reignited the American economy, rebuilt the military, bankrupted the Soviet Union, and defeated Soviet communism. I will do the same thing, cutting taxes, cutting regulation, unleashing small businesses, and rebuilding the military to defeat radical Islamic terrorism. Our strategy is simple. We win, they lose. We've done it before, and we can do it again.
That, of course, the voice of Ted Cruz, last night's debate in Las Vegas. Ted will join us tomorrow on the program, Senator Cruz, that is. We're not exactly on a first-name basis here, but we will be asking him your questions. And they continue to come in, and we welcome others as well. You can email them to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can call us, and we prefer that, actually. I'd rather play him your questions. And you can simply do that by when you call us at 800-228-0550, and I'll give you that number before the end of the program because you can do it up till about 4 o'clock this afternoon. The other thing you can do is just press 1 and leave a message. You text Todd with your questions at 701-226-8503. 701-226-8503. All right, back to the phones here. What did you think of the debate last night? Want to weigh on that? By the way, did you think Ted Cruz emerged from the pack? Got some momentum? As many are suggesting he did, including a Frank Luntz focus group. Love to know what your take is there. Congressman Kevin Cramer, next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Be here. Let's go to Corey in Alma. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Hey, Corey.
The thing last night, I don't have cable, but I called about the dog name. What about Dakota?
Oh, good. Dakota, not bad. Kent Conrad had a dog named Dakota, former senator. But not that he owns Dakota, right? I mean,
right.
Good.
But yeah. Good.
All right. Good suggestion. I'll put that one down. Thank you very much. We're going to let the listeners name the dog. All for it. If this helps, it's a male labradoodle. Okay? So it'll tell you the scoop there. John in Bismarck has another suggestion. John, you're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the things I did notice was that I went to get a prescription for my daughter, and I asked him for one, and I was going to pay her bill for the subscription at the doctor. And they told me they don't give out independent subscriptions anymore, that you've got to run them through a computer. And I was very unhappy about this. It was a government regulation, I was told. And I checked other places, and it was a government regulation again. And
I think what you're talking about, John, is you're saying when you pick it up, they require you to say, you sign like twice, I think.
They want that. They won't issue a prescription to you unless they run it through a computer.
Right.
Believe it or not.
Yeah, well, that's how they know how much. Number one, they need to know, you know, are you ready for this prescription? Number two, is it covered by your insurance? How much? So
I'm willing to pay cash for it myself. I'm going to take the money out of my own pocket and pay for it. But they refused to hand it out. So they said that the only way that you can get a prescription is to run it through a computer. Any doctor who gives subscriptions now has to run it through a computer. And that's a lot of bureaucracy to throw on everybody. Even if I pay cash, shouldn't have that problem.
I'd be interested to know from a pharmacy how many people would just say, you know, look, I don't care about insurance, I just want to pay cash. And obviously, if you've got the prescription, it shouldn't matter. Your doctor said you need it.
The point is that the government's putting more regulations on us people. And if computers go to hell, how not you're going to run the country. And the second thing for a dog's name, that would be Doggy. Just name him Doggy. But how much is that
Doggy,
He in the window.
You think Doggy?
Yeah, sure. Just call him Doggy. And then say, how much is that doggy in the window? Who could forget that?
Yeah, doggy. It'd be hard to forget. There's no doubt about that. John, I appreciate your call very much. Thank you very much. I didn't hear you, sir. What'd you say?
I'm sorry for interrupting.
No, that's quite all right. A gentleman just came up and was starting to say, I'll just hold this for you. Right there. You can just talk right in there. What's your name?
My name is Theo.
Hey, Theo. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good. Did you have a question? Comment?
No, just saying hi, and I wish everyone out there in Radio Land a Merry Christmas. Stay safe out there and enjoy the snow.
Very nice of you to stop by and say hello. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Very. Are you working today?
Yes, I am.
What do you do?
I work in the grocery stores. I can't name the company. Sorry.
Is that right? Yeah. I could name it because I see it on your jacket, but I won't say anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep people happy is what I do.
You keep people happy. You yeah. do, yes. I've had many of your products.
Thank you.
Just so you know. Yeah, exactly right. And so what you do all day long is...
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. You're listening to the radio while you're going from one store to the other store and stuff
yes,
like
I
that?
Do.
Oh, good.
Listening to you, Mr. Hannon.
Well, appreciate that very much. Mr. Hannon, my gosh. You can call me Scott.
Wow.
Good to see you again.
Thank you.
Thanks for stopping by. I appreciate it very much. We're at Hornbacher's today. They're doing a nice thing. Hornbacher's, Cloverdale, teaming up with the Salvation Army, getting them hams. We came here to celebrate them today. Say thanks to Talk Radio Town Hall when we continue.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Faith, Family, and Freedom. The North Dakota Family Alliance stands for the family in the public square. Standing for faith, defending our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Standing for our time-tested traditional family values. Standing for freedom in America, one nation under God. Standing for life, marriage, and religious liberty. Will you stand with the North Dakota Family Alliance? Go to ndfa.org. That's ndfa.org.
Hi, I'm Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goring. Are you experiencing pipeline reclamation problems such as uneven ground, ruts, pooling water, slumping, or erosion? We can help. The North Dakota Department of Agriculture can assist in resolving land surface issues and concerns with our Pipeline Restoration and Reclamation Program. For assistance, contact us at 1-800-242-7535 or visit us online at nd.gov/ndda.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.